Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn. In this week's program, it's been 15 years since the adoption of a UN Security Council resolution focusing on the link between gender equality and international peace and security. Governments and women's groups reflect on its impact. In October of 2000, the UN Security Council unanimously adopted Resolution 1325, which stresses the important role women have in conflict resolution, peace negotiations, and UN peacekeeping efforts. 1325, as it's known, has been called a landmark as it reflected a change in the way the international community viewed concepts of peace and security. More than 100 countries met at the UN to take stock of progress in implementing its recommendations. Pumzili Mlambo Nguka is Executive Director of UN Women, the United Nations entity for gender equality and women's empowerment.
Where women are at the peace table, they are able to make compromises that allow for faster progress, but not at the expense of core aspects of long-term lasting sustainability. In Colombia, where the talks are still ongoing, in the most recent agreement on justice, women have secured an agreement which states that there would be no amnesty for sexual violent crimes.
Since the resolution's adoption, not only has the number of major violent conflicts increased, there's also been a rise in violent extremism and terrorism, perhaps the greatest threat to global peace and security at present, according to the Security Council. Terrorist groups such as ISIL or ISIS in the Middle East and Boko Haram in West Africa have targeted women and girls. Yana Mohammed is co-founder and president of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq.
We at the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq have documented the execution of over 150 women in one area controlled by ISIS because they refused to obey the so-called Islamic State. In the absence of government-sponsored services, local women's groups meet the needs of those most vulnerable to the conflict. We are at the forefront of providing aid and services in places unreachable by international aid organizations. Yet we remain vastly underrepresented in our efforts to prevent and address conflict and violent extremism. Our rights are not protected, let alone promoted.
At the UN, Resolution 1325 has led to five women being appointed heads of peacekeeping operations. There is now a special representative on sexual violence in conflict. But more must be done, says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
At a time when armed extremist groups place subordination of women at the top of their agenda, we must place women's leadership and protection of women's rights at the top of ours. Let us heed the call for action and work together to empower women and girls, protect their human rights, and advance world peace for everyone, all cornerstones of the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda and the life of security and dignity for all.
Mr. Ban outlined what he called an ambitious agenda for UN peacekeeping that includes deploying gender advisors to all special political missions. 15% of all peacebuilding funds will also go to projects that address gender equality and women's empowerment. Security Council Resolution 1325 addresses the excessive impact of war on women. The subordination of women is increasingly at the center of extremist ideology around the world, according to Radhika Kumaraswamy, author of a report which aims to make the resolution effective. Danielle Dickinson asked her what evidence she has that women are being increasingly targeted in conflict situations.
The old pattern of war is that combatants fought combatants and the civilians were basically sort of minor damage. But increasingly we are finding that civilians are targeted. And women are also being targeted to become a sex slave. They're targeted if they do not live according to certain rules and regulations that a community wants. So there's now a specific targeting of women, where in the old rules of war, they were people to be exempt from any kind of targeting. So this is a new kind of situation for war.
And is this something you're tying into the rise of extremists?
All extremists from all religions tend to be very restrictive about women's rights. There is a link between extremism and strictures on women. But the problem is, of course, made worse when things become violent.
Where are the trouble spots at the moment?
We have two kinds of trouble spots, the traditional wars of Africa, where you have sort of armed warlords and people around, gathered around. And then you have these more religious ideological wars, which are in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, those three.
It sounds as though the world is becoming a more dangerous place for women.
These things are hard to say because what happens is that because media is present everywhere, everything looks much more dangerous. Everything looks much more fearful. A lot of these things were taking place, but nobody knew about it. So we lived in a sort of complacency. So we don't know how much of that is this media hype and how much of it is reality. I think the world is a more dangerous place in certain places. But I also think, I mean, I think one has to understand in many of these areas, to see women as always victims is also not true. Because what has happened also is you have more than ever in all the same, in these same areas, women going to university, women becoming, taking jobs. You have women who want their children, daughters to grow up and earn. And then there's the backlash of the very conservative. So there's this tension between the women that are moving forward, entering globalization, and women and the backlash of those who are resistant to that.
Representatives from women's groups in conflict areas have also weighed in on the impact of Resolution 1325 in their countries. As we heard earlier, Yanar Mohammed is co-founder of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq, OWFI, which operates underground shelters there for female survivors of abuse. She said sexual enslavement and trafficking of women by the extremist group ISIL and what she described as failings on the part of the government in Baghdad to treat women equally mean there is no safety for women in her country. She told Matthew Wells why she had come to speak at United Nations headquarters.
The Resolution 1325 is about protection, safety, empowerment, and legislation for women's rights. And it was abiding for all countries that are under conflict. I come from Iraq. In Iraq, neither any of those provisions of the resolution was applied by the government. There is no safety for women, as all kinds of violence, social violence, are subject on her, and there is no protection for her, as when she was trafficked under ISIS and enslaved in ways that the modern history has not heard of. These are issues that we wanted to highlight here, and we did. I did it in the speech. And I also added that it's not only ISIS that is trafficking women of Iraq. There is a lot of trafficking under the government of Iraq, which not much has been done against. And the issue of legislation, I also highlighted that women are still subject to violence because the laws still do not look at her as a full citizen, and the policies are even worse than that.
I'm sure that the Iraqi government would say that they are doing what they can to protect women under the Iraqi constitution?
The Iraqi government is not doing anything to protect women of Iraq. And when others like NGOs are protecting them, they are preventing us. They are telling us that it is illegal activity. So they look at the protection of women as a criminal activity to be held accountable for. That's the reason I came here, to tell the international community that the state that you built in Iraq is imposing violence on women and also upon the organizations of women, to ask for their assistance in forcing the Iraqi government to change legislation and to allow sheltering of women, but also to allow the voices of women.
What is it that you say are the vital changes that need to happen now then in terms of policy towards women?
The issue of saving women from honor killing and from trafficking is so high in Iraq. There's such a need for it that there needs to be a new legislation that gives the legal status to the shelters of women to be run by NGOs.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from United Nations Radio in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Deanne Penn.